Born Again Republicans, 2004 and the New Religio-Political Map. By 2004, some 43 to 46% of Americans described themselves as born again in Christian faith, although perhaps half of those would not have passed a strict set of 3 or 4 follow-up criteria. At the same time, some 40% of Americans said they frequently attended religious services, although some academics thought 30% would be a more truthful figure. Combining both groups, with their admittedly large overlap, reasonably religious voters cast close to half of the nation's votes. Among whites, some 70 to 75% supported George W. Bush and represented by far the largest portion of his electoral coalition. As USA Today said in introducing its poll analysis, forget the gender gap. The religion gap is bigger, more powerful, and growing. If the religion gap has indeed become the most important denominator of American voting patterns, then we ought to be able to draw a good map of what happened in the Bush-Kerry contest using religious data and denominational concentrations. And, indeed, we can. The map of red Republican states facing blue Democratic states, between 2000 and 2004, 2, Iowa and New Mexico, shifted to the red side and 1, New Hampshire, to the blue side, suffices to begin the conversation. Before the 2004 ballots were cast, pollster John Zogby took the red-blue divisions of 4 years earlier and explained their most revealing components. In the red states collectively, 57% of the voters were Protestant, 23% were Catholic, and 1% was Jewish. Those in the blue states were 37% Protestant, 33% Catholic, and 4% Jewish. More red state voters were married, 64%, than were blue state voters, 56%. In the blue states, 20% were single as opposed to 10% in the red ones. Urbanites, college graduates, younger voters, Catholics, Jews, and union members were more numerous in the blue states, while the red bloc had the edge in born-again Christians, gun owners, rural dwellers, conservatives, and military veterans. What slowly became clear about the 1994 to 2004 decade was that different denominations, theologies, intensities of faith, and secularisms bred disparate viewpoints on issues such as abortion, family roles, prayer, the definition of marriage, and gay rights. Banners of the so-called culture wars for a quarter century, the salience of these concerns to fast-growing conservative Christian denominations in particular, helped to make religiosity, biblical fundamentalism, and theology increasingly vital keys to U.S. electoral behavior. Talk about supposed values had long muddied the underlying divisions. In the 2004 exit polls, values meant one thing to supporters of Ralph Nader and a very different set of topics to conservatives. For true believers, commitment to biblical inerrancy is a theological mandate. The belief that society can be seriously reformed only by saving souls, not by embracing government welfare or manipulation, has become a tenet of evangelical religion, not just a mere value. Values are what society holds. What churches hold is theology and belief. I have profiled some of the disparate views substantially shaped by religious intensity and denomination. Much in electoral politics, in turn, can be clarified by identifying the concentrations of key denominations and theologies in different sections of the United States. Viewed through that lens, the outcomes make more sense. To begin with, the 2000 and 2004 elections, narrowly won by George W. Bush, constitute an uncommon pairing. Unusual because presidents who get elected in close races and then go on to obtain a second term usually do so by opening up broad support, thus winning that race handily. Jefferson in 1804, Lincoln in 1864, McKinley in 1900, Nixon in 1972. Bush's 50.7% share in 2004, by contrast, was the weakest for an incumbent since Woodrow Wilson in 1916. And even Wilson raised his vote share by nearly 8 points between 1912 and 1916. What this suggests, and what the voting data amplifies, is that his presidency rested on an uncommonly narrow base.